So I got my monthly Guitar Porn magazine, and I was reading an article about the Eagles,
Okay.
and they asked him, "What's your favorite? What was the most embarrassing or like worst show you ever had?" And the guy said, "Well, I was playing for the Eagles in like '76, and I had the flu."
Okay.
And he's like, "And the problem with the flu is sometimes it comes out both ends."
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So I was like, and then he says, so we were playing a show somewhere, and they had two giant trash cans, one on each side of the fucking stage. Okay.
Okay.
So he could run off and scream. I mean, not scream. Why did I say scream? He can run off and puke his guts out in between songs or whatever. Right. And he's like, the problem was, as I said earlier, it could be both ends. Right. And
Okay.
so he was running off and puking on the side of the things. And at the same time, literally filling up his pants with poop
Okay.
while he's playing the show. And
Okay.
then he says, I'm guessing in an unashamed way, this is in print. This is in print.
Oh,
And he says,
how fancy.
I was sloshing around in my boots for the second half of the show. He
Awesome.
was sloshing around in his boots,
But he got paid.
filled with poop.
But he got paid.
Well, he got paid, but 1976, I'm thinking, okay, Eagles are probably pretty big.
Yeah,
Why wouldn't
they're
they
huge.
just have a toilet there in the backstage so he could run out and shit and then come back?
That's true. He could have done that.
If they did that with him puking,
It
he
would
could
have
have done
that only
that
makes some, that only makes sense,
Yeah.
No,
Jeremy.
I know. It's too bad because, like, this is one that would be like a porta potty. Like, so he can go off. I mean, all I'm
Right.
saying is, like, you have, like, two
Just
guitarists in
put a
the band.
cardboard box on
We have two guitarists in
the
the band. Can't they
ground.
cover while he goes
In a
to take
lot
a
of
dump?
countries, they just have a hole there.
Yeah,
They can just do
exactly.
that.
Yeah. I definitely say it's not worth sloshing in your boots for the second half of your show because you're going to have to poop. I was at a Springsteen show one time, and one of the guitarists went to the other guitarist. The Springsteen plays like a 3-hour show, right? One of the guitarists went to the other guitarist saying some blah 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 blah, got to go to the bathroom. And they all nod and like, "Yeah, I'll cover your part."
Yeah,
So
that's
he
cool.
leaves for one song and then he comes back on one song
Okay.
after, and Springsteen waves him up and he's like, Springsteen says to Miami Steve, he says, "I told you not to eat the clams, Steve." Right? And he's like, "Thanks, boss." He wasn't filling his boots. That's the normal thing to do. At what cost? This guy had like millions of dollars at this point, probably, or they sold millions of records.
Hopefully.
And he's not above shitting his pants on stage.
He didn't want to
No.
disappoint his fans
Yeah. Yeah.
and set out.
Oh my God.
He couldn't do it.
That really bothered me
You
today,
would think that
though.
would affect his playing.
Oh God. Yeah. Or his movement,
Perhaps his
right?
movement. He can't really put on a show.
Sloshing in your boots? How much did you fill your pants up with?
Wouldn't he be scared that stuff would just come down his leg and people would see it?
In
Hope it was
jeans,
all
yeah.
black. I hope it was all
Well, he
black.
was. What if? What if? Yeah, is he was wearing jeans, so he tucks his boots into his jeans into his boots, then, right?
Yeah, you can do that.
Like a
Sure.
diarrhea parachute.
But would it
Diarrhea
overflow
chute.
the
Yeah,
boots?
diarrhea chute. Straight down the legs, right? That was disgusting.
Wow.
It's
That's
okay.
and he was like, you know, but that was my worst moment on stage. And I don't think you can have much worse moments on stage.
Hopefully you don't.
No.
Hopefully.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, so today I think we had a really good night tonight.
Yeah.
If I speak for myself here, but I think Jeremy and Sam look pretty fucking happy.
Yeah, this is a great movie.
And I guess I should say, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy, Sam, and Jeremy here as
What's
always.
up?
And today we're going to talk about the Lego Movie, an unexpectedly good treat to the eyes and the genitals.
Oh, yeah.
No, not the. I was told to say that. Jeremy told me to say that.
This is true.
Yeah,
He writes the jokes.
and we loved it so much that Sam decided to throw his own glasses into the 3D glass recycling bin and keep the 3D glasses with him as
I wanted to fool them and retain the memories.
Well, I know.
Just in case Lego Movie comes out 3D.
Yeah. That way I could put the I could put the 3D glasses on and watch it on my computer.
Yeah.
And
Oh,
pretend like
oh
I was in the
yeah.
You'd
theater.
have
Yeah.
the same experience.
Oh, the best
Exactly.
experience.
Yeah. Full of those terrible trailers at the beginning.
Oh, you got.
Actually, really one terrible
Let's
one.
hear
The
about
other ones weren't
your
that
the
bad.
worst trailer in that movie. I was embarrassed about it, but
Fire and Rescue.
tell the audience about it because I need to go grab my beer that I just poured.
Okay. He's going to go poop his pants.
Or puke.
So, yeah. Or both. Yeah. There's a movie that's coming out called Fire and Rescue, and it said it was made by the people. Yeah, it's Disney, and so it's supposed to be, I guess, kind of like a bridge between the fact that no one really cares about the Cars movies or the Planes movies that much anymore. So they're going for a super sappy movie about fire and rescue vehicles. So they're like helicopters and like planes that like throw the fire retardant stuff on the forest and stuff like that. Yeah, it doesn't look good at all.
No, it looks really predictable.
Yeah, the music is just garbage.
That was the last one.
It looks like just something for... like babies to watch.
Babies should watch that movie. Babies should probably watch the Lego movie first if they want to know what's good. But definitely a stupid movie. The Peabody movie looks pretty cool though. Peabody and I always forget Sherman, right?
Yeah.
Peabody and Sherman.
Well, this is. Do you guys feel awkward about walking into the movie? Because it's like, I guess I'll say it like this. Let's go. I think Sam, you always wanted to check this movie out.
Yeah, I wanted to watch this from, like, the first time I heard about it, because I love Legos.
I know you love Legos, and I saw the trailer for this, and I was just like, oh, that can't possibly be good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think it would be good from
Jeremy and Andy were skeptical Susans.
We were skeptical Susans. Yeah, exactly. And then we saw the beginning of Friday that this thing had a 99% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Now it's at a 97%.
Yeah.
And Metacritic has it pretty much at like an 80-something.
I think at 82.
82.
Which is great for Metacritic.
Which is freakishly good for Metacritic, right? And then I was talking to our good friend Diego when we went to Torchy's Tacos today.
Yay, Torchy's.
Hooray, Torchy's. We were talking about how high the Avengers were. And that was a 92 or 93.
Yeah.
This is a 97 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I have to count from Rotten Tomatoes. It's 112 fresh, 4 rotten. So 4 stinkers.
How could you find this movie rotten, though?
I don't know.
As far as a kids' movie, I mean, it was a little strange. We went at 10 o'clock tonight. And
it was pretty empty.
It was very empty, but there's still kids there. That's like, they all left like more hyped up than usual, and the parents made a huge mistake taking them.
The people who were there basically had kids, except for us.
I think it was us three, and then there was a couple in the front watching the thing. The weird part about the couples, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but when they were leaving, we were sitting watching the credits
in different directions.
Thing,
they're like, I hate you guys.
And like the boyfriend's like sitting there, and then it's that terrible song. Going on.
Everything is awesome.
That was an awesome song.
That's a great song. Okay. Shut the fuck up. Terrible song. That's an awesome song.
So you hear the beat. It's like, you know, and like the boyfriend's just sitting there like waiting to go. And the girlfriend's just like bobbing her head, like dancing, watching it. I was like, oh my God.
What? That's a cool song.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I felt bad for the boyfriend.
I felt bad for the girlfriend.
Yeah. But I just thought it felt weird. Everyone was going to go see that Zac Efron movie, and then it's like three grown men walking into Lego movie together.
Zac Efron movie?
That awkward moment.
Who stars that? I didn't know who was in it.
It stars Zac Efron and Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
And also stars a 30% fresh rating on Rotten. Everyone was going to see that, and then we went to a big theater and saw this, and we sat through the previews, and right from the first minute, I think people that are older know that this is going to be a good movie, regardless. But let's get to the nitty gritty. Let's get to the housekeeping. Sam, why don't you give us a synopsis of it? And I think Jeremy and you both have really cool things to say about the movie as far as like how it was made and who's in it.
Yeah. Okay. So the storyline of the movie is that there is this regular dude named Emmett. And he's like a construction worker, and they live in a world of Legos, made of Legos, and there's different realms in the Lego world. And he's just in a big city, and he helps construct stuff. And they're like, it does like a flashback to maybe like 20 minutes before the movie actually gets going.
Yeah.
Shows that there's this bad guy named, is it Mr. Business? I don't know.
President.
It's president.
Yeah, it was like Lord Business.
Lord Business, thank you. Yeah. Lord Business, who is kind of a really serious evil dude, and he beats up Morgan Freeman, and he takes this special item that he wants to use to basically end the Lego world as they all know it. And there's supposed to be like this special piece that is supposed to prevent his crazy weapon, and Emmett just kind of stumbles on it, like haphazard, like accidentally.
Yeah.
And then he is it's almost like a Neo moment, like he's supposed to be the chosen one and save the Lego universe.
And that's and that's how the thing is. He has to go from point A to point B to get that thing that he just found to stop this massive weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, this WMD.
Yep. But Jeremy, the directors were the guys who also helped write the story.
Yeah.
But let's hear from Jeremy. Who were notable voices in this movie? Because there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
There are a lot. Chris Pratt plays the main character.
Yes.
And he plays Andy from Parks and Rec.
He's in Her recently.
He's a very up-and-coming actor right now.
Yeah.
And Will Ferrell plays Lord Business. And Elizabeth Banks, Will Arnett, Nick Offerman. There's a lot of TV actors.
Yeah, and they also did some cool stuff, like Shaquille O'Neal is in it himself.
As himself.
C-3PO is in it as C-3PO.
Lando.
Yeah,
Star Wars.
I think you mean Orlando.
It's Lando Calrissian.
It's like, ooh, what do we got here?
That's exactly what he was like, though.
Yeah,
lots of different voices. I think you mentioned the directors. The people who directed this are Phil Lord and Chris Miller. They also directed and wrote Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Oh.
They directed 21 Jump Street. They're going to direct 22 Jump Street.
Jonah Hill, Channing Tatum,
also
voiced Superman and Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And that was the funny interplay.
That was the running gag
for
that, yeah.
Right.
And I think their first project with this company, WAG, was a show called Clone High. I've never heard of it before, but
I don't remember that either.
It looks cool, sort of weird. But yeah, those are the people who directed it and starred in it.
Right.
What do we mean?
Well, I was thinking. Okay, so we talked about that. Let's talk about did you have any preconceived notions going into this movie as a fan of Legos for Sam? What were you thinking you were going to see? And Jeremy, I don't know if your expectations were really low or if they're just kind of average and how you felt about it in general. And then we'll get into the nitty gritty things about the favorite scenes and shit like that.
Yeah. I thought this movie was going to be super cool because going into it, Lego has an absurd amount of licenses.
Yeah.
They legit do have Star Wars, Marvel, DC, Ninja Turtles stuff. They have all of their own worlds. They didn't actually use everything. They didn't use the Technics or some of the weirder, more mobile kind of Legos. Maybe they'll do that in the second one because there's supposed to be a second one coming out. So since they had so many licenses, I knew they could do kind of like what they did with what was the movie with Sarah Silverman?
Wreck-It Ralph.
I thought it was going to be sort of like Wreck-It Ralph, where they had a lot of cool things that they could do, and they did a lot of the cool stuff. So
they did. Lego did this movie did a better job of that.
Yeah,
it was much better than Wreck-It Ralph.
I was going to ask a question about that later on, but yeah, I think we can all agree. I really liked Wreck-It Ralph. You liked Wreck-It Ralph,
that was cool.
Sam?
Yeah.
You liked it too, right, Jeremy? He liked it the least out of all of us.
No, I didn't like it. That movie was dumb.
Yeah,
Jeremy looks like he's gonna. He's like, guys, if I say what I want to say,
no,
will you still be nice
to me? I did not really.
That's okay.
I thought it was average.
Well, you're average, goddammit.
Yeah.
No, I understand. Yeah. No. So, well, it's definitely better. I think we all agree that Lego movie is better.
Yeah, much better. Sure. Yeah.
Leaps and bounds better.
Yeah. But, cool. So I had. I had high expectations in the sense that I knew it would just look really cool, because from the trailer, it just looked really interesting. We were confused about whether, at least I was confused about whether it was actual stop motion or CGI. It was CGI, but they,
it just looks good.
Yeah, they implemented some physical environments with the Legos in it too, but almost all of it was CGI. They said that it would have cost an absurd amount of money if they tried to make it with actual Legos.
Well, I mean, it's done so well that you don't even know.
Yeah, they did I think they teamed up with the people who animated this at WAG. They teamed up with a special company that does a lot of work, particularly with textures, and it's really the textures that make you believe that it's stop motion, because like the pieces don't look perfect. It's not like the Lego video games where all of the pieces are CGI, obviously, and like they all look perfect. There are imperfections, and they just got the texturing down like really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. I think that. What about you, Jeremy? Did you think this movie was just gonna be shitty? Because I thought it was just gonna be like, oh, it's gonna be. I'm not gonna go see that.
Well, I thought the trailer looked pretty bad.
Okay.
And I thought it looked cool.
And then the reviews were great, so I really didn't know what to. I didn't know much about this movie going into it.
Yeah, me neither.
So I didn't really know what to expect.
I was pretty much the same thing. Like the trailer didn't do it for me. Like it's a cool. I think it was a cool premise to have like a movie. Right. But I didn't know it was going to be this good. So I think all in all, we can all agree that it was very good. Now, mm-hmm. Let's talk about what struck you. I guess, like, what about the CGI? I think we all really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you guys think that? I was thinking when I was watching there, when I was sitting there watching it, I was thinking about A Bug's Life in the back of my head. And back in the day when I was just like, wow, Bug's Life is fantastic. And A Bug's Life is still fantastic.
It's a great movie.
Great movie. But, like, how far, like, you know, I feel like the kids, like, right now have, like, the best kids' movies to watch as far as, like, production value goes. Like, if you compare, like, with this shit that we just witnessed right now.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not necessarily story-wise because, you know, like,
Lion King rules all.
My Iron Giant.
Planes came out.
Planes came out.
You can't go back
from that. Always with the jokes, this guy. Jeremy, just a barrel of Jewish laughter.
Remember that movie, Planes? Fuck what you just said.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they didn't have anything like that.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Yeah. But, like, I can see what Andy's saying, kind of with, like, the technical aspect of it. Like, the film's just look really, really good. I mean, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs looked ridiculously good. Despite
Wreck-It Ralph looked ridiculously good.
All of those films look really, really good. Technically speaking,
and with like with the Lego stuff, it blew my mind. And to, as a disclaimer, we did go see it in 3D. I'd be interested to see what it looks like in 2D.
Probably just as good. They didn't really use the 3D. I mean, used it poorly. It's just it wasn't like
it wasn't super implemented.
Yeah, it wasn't like Gravity where it adds a whole lot to
Gravity.
The film.
Yeah,
it wasn't. It didn't add that much.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, oh, that's cool.
It was fine.
That's nice.
And it was still, thank God we're students, because it wasn't a bad price, I feel like, for a 3D movie.
Yeah.
But I thought that the visuals were striking, the colors were vivid, and the act, like, it was, there's some parts where you go in, when you look at it, and it's like, well, this looks really cool and flowy, but they keep kind of like the rigidity of the Lego character and world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like very blocky movements and stuff. I love that.
Yeah, they have like really choppy movement throughout the entire thing.
Like when Chris Pratt does his morning workout routine when he's doing the jumping jacks.
Yeah. That's in the trailer.
Very
good.
What was your favorite part of the movie in general? And then we'll do favorite scene. And let's do favorite character.
Okay.
So we'll do the first round would be what'd you like in general? You want to start, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Just in general?
In general. What did you like? Overall, what did you like? We're talking macro here.
Are we doing spoilers?
Oh, and I know the spoiler that you want to talk about. I don't think we... You should just say the spoiler. You shouldn't say what the spoiler is. You're talking about how it all comes together at the end.
Right.
Yeah. We can just say in generalities how it all comes together.
In like generalities, I like the fact that it all comes together at the end.
Sure.
When you see it, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And well, and that you could watch. It feels like you have to watch this movie again.
I'll watch it again.
So yeah, there's it's almost like a sensory overload because they put like. There's a lot of material that they just kind of like show, even for like little moments.
Yeah.
That like has, you know.
It pops up.
Yeah,
it's a one liner that shows back up in the end.
Yeah. And I really like how it's just so much deeper than you would expect.
Like a conventional kids movie.
Yeah.
Than a conventional kids movie.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I feel like the spoiler, if we've talked about it, it's almost as good as a spoiler cameo in American Hustle. It's like that big of a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's very pivotal to the third act of this movie.
Yeah.
And that is a really good point.
Yeah.
And good call on Jeremy's part.
Yeah.
What did you like in general, my man?
In general, I also the story is really, really good, and mm-hmm. the way that they kind of move with it on a meta level later is just awesome.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Yeah.
The thing I like the most in general, because I expected the story to be pretty cool anyway, mm-hmm. is just the animation. Like, yeah. visually, it looks really, really good, and like it was nice to see, because typically the movies that we review are kind of like dark, and like the griminess is kind of what makes all the films cool. But like the Lego movie is super, super clean. Like there's no really like broken elements or anything like that. And so just visually it looks really, really good for a movie that is basically perfect with respect to like how the geometries work, how all of the shots are kind of,
it keeps it in true to form with the Lego world itself.
So I thought that was really good.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think for me, what the movie did in general was kind of what I liked about Wreck-It Ralph was when they went through all the different worlds.
Oh yeah, that was.
But Lego Movie did a fucking better job of it.
Yeah,
hands down.
And it's like, you like we said with Wreck-It Ralph, you could have just called it Candy Crush,
Sugar Rush,
Sugar Rush. Thank you, Sugar Rush, Candy Crush,
which is what they called, the movie in Japan.
And it wasn't at all like that in the Lego Movie. You go to a lot of different places.
You stay there for a little bit, and each part is unique, but I think, like, Wreck-It Ralph dropped the ball in terms of, like, we're going to go to all these worlds, and then you're not going to really know anything about it, and then we're going to go to the final world, and that's going to be it. Yeah. This one, you're traveling back and forth through ones, coming back to some, going, and then every which way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not static, like, in Wreck-It Ralph.
The spaceship part was awesome, because it just flew through
everything.
Spaceship
part was awesome.
Wreck-It Ralph, it felt really forced, and that just felt natural.
They didn't need to stay
Starting in the second act, it's like we're just pushing it through.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, with this movie, I thought they did a really good job when you're watching all this shit happen. And I think, honestly, like, the part where you're talking about the spaceship flying through everything, and that's Charlie Day. Right?
Yeah.
From It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
And that's his like shining moment. Yeah. That was the funniest kid and funniest thing to all the kids, I think. That was the biggest joke.
That was cool.
The kids could not stop laughing. And I thought that was another thing they did well, which is
entertaining.
To my knowledge, I do not have any children out in this world.
Great. None of us do. Hopefully. Disclaimer.
Right.
I think
Jeremy's got like five.
You don't know about intermittent children.
I don't know. Those basketball games in Kansas get pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But I think, the mark of a true great kids movie or a movie for kids is when you can take a parent and a kid and both of them can really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And to have it mesh so great that it's almost seamless.
Yeah.
That they're not trying too hard for the kids, they're trying too hard for the adults. I think they did a good job here.
Yeah.
Because the first 2 minutes, I think, are strictly for like the adults in the room, because it's like really quick, really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then you have a lot of slapstick elements throughout the movie where the kids can, even if they don't know exactly what the wit is in the movie, they see this slapstick and they think it's hilarious.
Well, for kids, it would just be cool to look at.
Oh, it's like, beautiful.
That's really why I like it. It just looks really cool.
Oh my god, it looks fantastic.
Yeah,
and if you could watch this movie just for one thing, I'd say go for the visuals.
Yeah, I think. I don't know if I've seen a movie that changes color so many times.
Like, 12 Years a Slave.
Great.
Zigger.
But like, seriously, like, there are, it's like an overload of just colors and hues. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It was great. It was visually striking all the way through. Let's talk favorite scene, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Let's hear it from you.
I like the beginning.
Okay.
Part. I would say that's my favorite.
Like in the very first 2 minutes of the movie?
The very first two minutes of the movie.
It was a kick in the pants, man.
That was cool.
Where he's just waking up and, I'm not talking about like the first scene where Vesuvius gets his eyes.
Vitruvius.
Or Vitruvius.
Vitruvius. He's an architect.
Yeah. I like it when he's just telling him about the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a great intro.
He's following the instructions.
Well done.
Yeah, he's just following the instructions.
That's
watch
movies,
Planty. And
have you seen my pants?
Right. That is actually one of my favorite parts.
Where are my pants?
Where? Honey, where are my pants?
And then he just cracked up laughing.
Yeah. No, that whole intro scene of like, good morning, whatever. He did a great job.
Yeah.
It shows the characters.
Plus, the fact that everything was like synchronized, that looked really cool.
Everything looked good.
Because that's what you would expect from an orderly system like Legos.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And it set the stage for later in the movie how it's sort of like repressive system.
Yeah.
And that they're all marching orderly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the people who did the four rotten ones just didn't understand the movie.
They just walked out there. It was like, a movie about Legos. Well,
someone made the comment I read, one of the earlier reviews who was like a top critic, but they're like, it's a shame. Because in the beginning of the movie, the premise is like, hey, you need to be an individualistic person. You want to do it for yourself. Like, you're special and you don't have to follow anyone's rules, right?
Yeah.
And in the end, they kind of did have to follow rules to break them. Later on,
but and it makes sense given.
Well, it makes sense, yeah. And so it's like, but the critic didn't get that. Like the critic was like,
"Well, that critic has never heard of what authenticity is with respect to Heideggerian values of phenomenology, because basically that covers it."
Well, like, the funny part about it was that person still gave it a fresh rating.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, he's like, I didn't get it, but I thought it looked great.
It looked purdy.
100.
They had purdy mouths.
Okay. They have drawn-on mouths that you can erase with varnish.
There were so many cool little things in this world that you could talk about. Specifically, so that's your favorite scene. And then maybe I'll bring that up, but I'll do it.
It's like an entire sequence.
Yeah.
It's like a 10-minute sequence, probably, right?
It's 10 minutes.
It's like five minutes. Yeah. Because it's like that, and then he goes to work.
It's an amazing sequence.
Yeah, it looked great, too. Yeah.
And it pretty much sums up his life.
Yes. And does a really good job at setting up kind of the way that the film is going to proceed.
Yeah.
Like the kind of jokey, tongue-in-cheek
And they show
way.
Him on the couch, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They do the double-decker.
Yeah.
That is a great gag, too.
That is a great gag. Yeah.
There's so many great... We're going to have to see this again. But and I think it's the first time ever that all three agree to see it again.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a milestone.
I like seeing movies again that...
I'd go see it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
I would. And when your parents come to town, you might want to go.
Yeah, dude, that would be an awesome movie to watch.
I don't know. They might be tired.
Or family.
I don't want to see it. But anyway, let's hear your favorite scene.
My favorite scene was just toward the end whenever one of the characters returns as a ghost. Because throughout the film, there are parts where they kind of like break the fourth wall, where they just try to make like a goofy joke that is just for adults, or, you know, it's just like not synchronous with the Lego world.
Yeah.
But the part where the ghost first comes in is awesome because he's tied to a string.
That was fantastic. Yeah,
that was
well,
just really
also
cool.
The ghost, and I think it was well done in the sense that string is kind of the first instance of breaking a fourth wall.
Yeah.
And well, that kind of is the
where it's something more than just a joke.
Oh, it's something more than just a joke.
Like,
you see the string,
that'll be terrible
and
for your colon.
Then it's gonna expand.
Yeah.
Right. So that worked out really well.
Yeah.
And it was really funny.
That was a
and
great
was
transition.
Thinking, when that shit happens, I was thinking something goofy like there was one other movie like that. It was like a purposely low budget thing. I think anything on Adult Swim if they're going to do like a puppet show, or that's what I was thinking. Like
Tim and Eric?
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. My favorite scene. I really liked when they get in the submarine and he shows off what he made.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that part.
He was like, it's so good. And then they're like,
and
God
then Morgan Freeman.
You idiot.
Morgan Freeman says, why are my pants cold and wet?
Right? I love later on where it's like, what's the point of this?
How can you see between dangling legs? Yeah.
And I love Will Ferrell in general. Yeah. I know Sam loves Will Ferrell.
I love Will Ferrell.
Are you a fan? I don't know. You're like,
I like him in some things and some things I did.
That's better than what some people 50-50. Like. They just fucking hate the guy, right?
But
I
there's lots of people out there just don't like Will Ferrell.
But I don't understand that because, like, I don't like the Anchorman movies, for example. But like, he's great in so many other things.
Yeah. No, I like. He was great. All the actors were great.
Yeah.
But that submarine scene, I really liked that. Every scene is so unique, though. Every scene has like a little different thing that makes it very special.
Yeah.
Including all the worlds, from the Western world to what I like to call it, Middle Zealand?
Because
it's going to be the Lord of the Rings, right? Yeah. That was very solid.
Yeah.
But it threw in other stuff.
Oh, and like Game of Thrones in there, too. Yeah. Well, I thought that
was
interesting,
fantasy.
Too. Because it's like kids aren't going to get that at all,
uh-huh.
right?
Probably not.
But the adults would get. Yeah. They could enjoy a jab like Middle Zealand, right?
Yeah.
Shit, there's so many good scenes in it that it was hard to pick one. I think we have a lot of scenes. But if you had to pick one character, Jeremy, who would it be?
I like Batman.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was going to be my pick, but I'll pick someone else now, you jerk. Will Arnett.
Yeah. He was just hilarious every scene.
He had some of the best lines in the movie.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
As far as like line, like power lines and screen time, he's like totally efficient. Like he always had a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, you guys have one more up there for the party in your party ship or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, I will text you. Right? Yeah. That was solid. What was your favorite line he said? Did I use them all already?
I like that. And I did like the very.
Oh, that, yeah.
Oh, God. That was
he's the hero you deserve.
Yeah, he's the hero you deserve.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. I was like so Batman.
Yeah. My favorite.
And he said it in like the Christian Bale voice.
Oh, yeah. You know he did. And my favorite thing about Batman is when they put the music on. And then that line where he says, well, he talks about how shitty his life is.
Yeah.
But then the last line in the song was, I'm super rich, so it kind of helps out.
Also, like when he was building and he was saying, I only build in black.
Or very dark gray.
Yeah. I only build in black or very dark gray.
Yeah. Occasionally in dark grays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That was pretty great.
That's a very good character.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try to make mine different. But I think we can all say that Batman was a standout character.
Yeah, he did great. He did
great. What about you, Sam?
I liked all the characters, but I really liked the pirate dude.
Who is played by
Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
Who plays Ron Swanson.
Yeah, yeah.
Married to Megan Mullally?
Mm-hmm.
Mulaney.
Mulaney?
Yeah.
Mulaney, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked the pirate dude. He was cool.
But the interesting about the pirate thing is he was very good in the movie, but if you didn't. Like, if you heard him, you wouldn't have known.
Yeah, if you heard him, I would. I didn't know it was Nick Offerman until Jeremy said it.
I agree. Yeah. It was very, very well done with that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. He had a lot of great scenes. God damn it. He had great scenes.
I like the part where he turned into the fax. Or not the fax machine, the copy machine. That was cool.
That was
great. I like how they gave him backstory, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it was like
a woeful backstory.
It was so random. And it was funny how he jumped out. I hope that he wasn't going to appear for the rest of the movie, and that backstory would just be like it.
That would be
but
funny, right?
He does.
They handled it well throughout.
They handled it well.
He escaped with his heads, and then he went back to get his guts.
Get his organs.
That was fucking hilarious, right? Great choice. Now I have to fucking think about mine. Batman was going to be mine. Pirate guy is good, and it's always tough because you only have 5 main characters that form the solid team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unikitty.
Unikitty,
cool.
She was fine.
Yeah.
Allison Brie.
That was Allison Brie. Yeah.
Allison Brie.
I legit thought it was the girl. If you watch Adventure Time or Teen Titans, it's not the person who does PB or Starfire. It's someone completely different. Because it's
I
Allison
have to
Brie.
Say, have you seen...
She has such an innocent voice.
Yeah.
And such a dirty body.
Oh. Oh,
sure. Oh, it's a good combo. Yeah.
It's a great combo for a man like me, who's very auditory.
Okay.
Have you guys seen the Allison Brie Maxim photo shoots?
Probably.
Oh, she's like kind of like all in leather, and it's like obviously there's like a zipper down the chest, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Show me more Allison Brie. If I wasn't so in love with myself... I might consider
Allison
her.
Allison Brie would be a close second.
She might be considered a life mate for me.
Oh, okay.
But you can't beat this.
Yeah. You should follow her on Twitter.
I should follow her on
Twitter.
Yeah,
she actually says funny things.
Oh,
both of those. I always forget the blonde's name on Community. Do you remember her name?
Oh, shit. The blonde
Jillian.
One. Jillian, whatever.
Who plays Britta?
Is it Jillian Jacobs?
Both, maybe that's her name. They both say, like, they both have really funny Twitters.
Yeah, she plays Britta on. Like,
that's pretty solid. No, Allison Brie, great job. I love you. Almost as much as I love myself. Now, my character... Oh, never mind. Liam Neeson.
Okay, yeah.
So,
okay.
Bad
I was
cop.
I was actually going to do
good cop, bad cop,
too. Yeah.
He has really good spots in there.
Yeah.
And I really like his like demeanor when he swaps back and forth.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How he
drew his face on.
Yes. Oh, that was amazing. That was a great gag. Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
And there's like little gags like that throughout the movie where it's kind of like Lego culture or like things like people do with their Legos, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Let's think about We did favorite scene, favorite character. What did you not like? It's going to get nitpicky, but we have to have a negative thing. Anything okay. that you have a gripe about? Let's hear it.
I guess my biggest gripe would be that I didn't really care about the main character itself.
Okay.
Oh, Emmett.
Chris Pratt's character.
Yeah, Emmett.
Emmett, yeah. I don't know why. I just didn't. Like, when he... I guess you can't really say that, but...
I just didn't...
Well, I don't think he's supposed to...
I'm not sure if you're supposed
to.
I don't think you're supposed to
really care about Emmett. Like, he has a fun backstory in the beginning. He's goofy and stuff.
I think if you cared about Emmett, you'd be a little more engaged watching the movie, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too, yeah.
But I'm not really sure if you're supposed to, given the themes of the movie.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Definitely.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You didn't really give a shit about Emmett.
Yeah, I didn't really care.
He sucked as a builder through a lot of it.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Oh, fuck, that was a great scene.
What?
When they go into his brain.
Oh, yeah, he has nothing. Yeah. He could just make the hand.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Like I said, many, many scenes. What about you, Sam?
Well, my gripe is actually the same thing that was in Wreck-It Ralph, is that they didn't use all of the different worlds that Lego has, because I'm like a huge Lego nerd. So like they didn't use Technics, and they didn't have some of the other stuff. That was my only gripe. I wish they had more.
Do you think
they're
going to make a second Lego movie with all that stuff in it?
I think so, because...
It seems like it could have been overpacked if they...
I think the next one might have some stuff like that, because... Like, Technics are completely different from regular Legos, so that might...
Does Technics have... Is that the stuff with the rubber bands shit, too?
Some of them have rubber bands.
They're the ones with
the gears that can move around a lot, and they all have holes in all of the brick pieces, so you can put other stuff in them. Yeah.
That's a fanboy gripe. I like that.
Yeah. That was my only thing, though. Everything else I thought was cool.
I'm going to have to say my gripe...
Is it that everything is awesome?
That song got kind of annoying to me. But,
a fantastic song.
It's a great song, yeah.
Chris Pratt's character wasn't... See, I understand the whole thing is like Chris Pratt's character was more of a vehicle. I was more excited to be like, who's he going to meet next? I didn't necessarily care about this guy.
Yeah.
It's probably what they maybe wanted, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like once the spoiler thing happened that we talked about, I feel like one part was just a little slower. Like, it could have been 5 minutes shorter towards the end. But I just thought, like, it could have been sped up just a tad bit.
Okay.
But it was a solid third act. I liked it all. But I was just like, you could have made it a little more efficient.
Yeah.
But if I talked about what I would cut or something like that, it would give away too much anyway.
Yeah.
So I had a little gripe in the last 15 minutes to make it 10 minutes. But
I can see that, too.
That was my only gripe. It was a very good movie. I want to do ratings, and then what's the best thing you've ever done with Legos?
Okay.
Those are my. Which do you want to do ratings first? Let's do. What's the best thing you've ever done with Legos? How about that?
Okay. Well, I didn't play with Legos much, but I did used to just like stack them on top of each other until I couldn't stack it any longer.
Okay.
You're like making a wall.
Yeah. Well, it was just like one long tower, like the tower in the movie.
Like the tower in the movie. Yeah. The Infinity Tower.
The Infinity Tower. Until I couldn't reach the top and then just knock it
over. This movie is really about Jeremy.
That sounds awesome.
Tower.
Yeah.
That's great. I would have liked to seen that tower.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was a cool thing.
It was your artistic flair.
That's cool.
Nice. Sam's going to outshine us both on all this. So let's
probably not. I mean, I just like the Technics. So I would build like the helicopters and like the cars with the moving engines and stuff like that.
Oh, see? So he was
they just drive him around.
See, okay. Nice. I guess for me.
Oh, actually, you know what?
Let's hear it.
I will also say, like in high school, we had a class that was just about like coding, and one of the things we could code were these little Lego robots.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So we made like Lego robot racing cars.
Cool.
Yeah, that was cool too.
I think, I always liked the idea of Legos, but once I got the box, I just get really angry when I opened it up and I was like, I will never be able to make what this picture looks like on the front of the fucking. You know what I mean? It always seems so easy.
You just can follow the instructions.
I couldn't follow the instructions,
okay.
Man. I just wanted
you
to make.
Need to.
I couldn't make the Taj Mahal with this.
Just go with your instinct.
Yeah. I should go with it. Close my eyes and just do it, right?
Yeah, build a spaceship.
And then my mom was like convinced that if she bought me any more Legos, I'd just like shove them up my orifices and have to pull it out.
Okay.
You know, it's like she's like, no, I'm not going to give you any more Legos, Andy. You look like the type of boy who just shoves things up your nose. But with the Technic stuff, I did do a thing where it was like a race car, and you pull it back, and it had a rubber band.
Oh, and it would go forward.
And then it would go, right?
Yeah,
so then I realized that it's like a rear-wheel drive car,
okay.
Right? So that's when, so I would pull it back, and then I held the rear wheel, right? And then I asked my sister to come over, and I put it on, and I put the car on top of her head, and then it ate up all of her hair, right? And so then it was stuck in her hair, and she was probably like 3.
Cruel.
And then my mom had to come back and then just chop it out of her head.
God damn.
With the hair. And that was probably like the best thing I've ever done with Kinex. Yeah.
Legos, not Kinex.
Oh, yeah.
Kinex are totally different.
That's totally different. Yeah. But that's the thing that I did with the Lego thing. It's like, I totally did the rubber band thing in my sister's hair.
Okay.
And she had a good little bald spot going on for a couple weeks. So great. That's my crowning achievement.
Good.
Yeah. Let's hear the ratings, Jeremy. This is out of a 10-point scale.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what you give it.
Okay.
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
All right.
Ooh,
that's pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just really liked it. It was pretty deep.
When did you realize you're going to give it an 8.5? Right at the end?
Yeah, probably the end. Right at the end.
Yeah.
Right at the end.
When the end really tied everything together.
Oh, my.
Pretty perfect.
Yeah. It's just fantastic.
I don't even want to bring up any of the jokes spoken that tie into the end because there's this great payoff. Right?
Yeah.
That's a great 8.5. And then we'll come back around and be like, would you see in the theaters?
I would definitely see in theaters.
Would you see it 3D?
I'm not sure. I liked it in 3D, but it didn't really add that much to it. So I'd say that you could do it in theaters, either 3D or non-3D.
Oh, yeah.
To like it.
I agree. Sam, what you got?
I'm going to give this a strong 9 because I liked it a lot. I thought it was really cool. Animation was baller. I would see it in theaters, but 2D is probably fine. You don't really need to see it in 3D.
Sure.
It's not like it's not like Meet the Robinsons or Gravity or something.
Gravity
like
that. In 3D is a must.
Yeah.
Or Avatar.
Avatar.
Yeah, I didn't see that, so yeah.
Well, Avatar's the 3D is a must. Yeah,
that is like the biggest 3D.
Oh yeah, movie ever.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then China beat out that movie.
What do you mean
domestically with Sex and Zen 3D?
What is that?
Which is a long-standing.
I hope it's.
It's my Asian Asian studies major coming out, and my consummate pervert. But Hong Kong cinema has this thing where it's like called HK3 is the rating, which is equivalent to like a softcore porn.
Oh.
Right? And they actually released that in major theaters.
Oh.
So Sex and Zen was like an early 90s softcore porn that just went bananas in the theaters in China and Hong Kong.
That was in 3D?
Well, that was the 90s one. So the first one came out.
3D.
Because that would...
Well, apparently, this is getting kind of weird, but it's based on a legend in China where a man like gets a penis transplant. And it's like...
What?
And it's like... And he gets the cock of like a horse. And then he goes around banging people with it. Is my understanding of the premise. I have
that is the dumbest fucking legend.
Once I watched the movies,
Chinese
guys,
are weird as hell.
They are. Once I watched the movies, I feel like I have to start with 1990's Sex and Zen 1.
Right.
And then Sex and Zen 2 came out. I'm sure there's a third one, but then they're like Sex and Zen 3D. And
in space,
basically. But it was 3D. It smashed the box office record for a 3D movie in China. And there was like a really big thing. They got Chinese ladies. They got a lot of like porn stars from Japan to come over. And it was like a big deal.
That's weird.
Yeah. So in China,
so
you might
Sean
have to.
Katz.
Yeah. Yeah. I have yet to see it though. Once I see it, maybe we'll do a podcast on my thoughts.
Sure.
Or my FAP cast.
Stupid.
There we go.
Stupid.
I think it's in the theater is a must, though, wouldn't you guys say?
Yeah, you should see this.
You should.
The colors look great. It looks great, yeah.
I think you should see it in the theaters just because there's so much detail and so much, like, ambient color that, like, you would sort of lose it on anything other than, like, a big projection screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Andy? I would give it... I was watching it, and I was like, oh, this is, like, a good 7.5 movie.
Okay.
And then the third act happened. And then I was like, this has to be an 8 or an 8.5.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to give it an 8.5 because when we left the theater, everything felt like perfectly put into place, especially for a kid's movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a flawless child's movie.
Yeah.
And a great movie in general.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it 8.5 as well.
All right, cool.
Definitely see it in the theaters. 3D, if you like 3D. We just happened to go to a 3D showing.
Yeah.
But I thought it looked great in 3D. There wasn't, it wasn't really like a, it's not specifically tailored for 3D, but I would recommend it on the big screen, would you guys say? We're going to see it for definitely a second time.
Yeah, so it's probably. Because there's, yeah, there's stuff that all of us have missed, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. That was a good movie, though. I think we enjoyed it. A shocker of the season, maybe?
Not for me. I just thought that was...
I was very surprised.
It's definitely a shock.
Yeah, it was a dark horse for me, too.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect it to be
voice good. Cast was great. The lines were perfect. Uh-huh. The dialogue is great. We're going to have to go back and watch it a second time, so...
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. If you haven't seen it yet, you should probably go check it out, as it has a virtually flawless record on Rotten Tomatoes. Tell us what you thought about it, if you liked it, if you didn't like it. Actually, don't tell us if you didn't like it, because we don't like you then.
Yeah, but, exactly.
Thanks as always for listening, and have a good one. Bye.
Bye.